We found out earlier today, I was sleeping at the time, but I woke up to the news. And, the news. What a story this is. Aaron Rodgers is not at mandatory camp today for the New York Jets. It's an inexcused absence, subject to fine, as well as Hassan Reddick, who is a much bigger deal considering he's in a holdout right now. They just traded for him to head to the defense and get some and pass rush. And I talked about that, and we'll get to it in a second. But the Aaron Rodgers part of this story drives me up a wall. I'm sorry. I understand that I've been an Aaron Rodgers guy. I understand that I'm super excited about what he can bring to this team. And maybe I've been, I mean, I feel like I've called him out when needed to call him out. And I understand the line of, hey, you've come out and talked about they need to get out of the business of anything other than what's best for winning, right? That's what the Jets need to be focused on. Anything other than winning needs to be eradicated. And then when brought up the things you mentioned and the things you do, you always call it's the offseason. Well, it's the offseason. And technically, this is kind of the offseason. But for him to say those statements, for him to, you know, challenge the organization in such a way and then miss this first day of mandatory camp after making the media day the day before, the mandatory media day, and Saleh comes out and says, yeah, it's an excuse, it's unexcused and it's, you know, subject to fine. And everybody loses their mind, and I get what Rodgers has said, and I get why people would, but I'm sorry. It's June. It is June. And I don't care what he said, and I've got on him for what he said. And I don't care that he scolded the organization. I got on him for scolding the organization and still going on Pat McAfee, let alone not showing up. But this guy has shown nothing. I'm sorry. I don't know how you see it any other way. This guy has shown nothing but dedication to this team. Nothing. All right, so there was a story for a few weeks that he might run for vice president. He didn't. He didn't. He rushed back from injury as soon as he could. He was around the team every chance he got. From the first day he uttered, I intend to play and I intend to play for the Jets. This guy has been all in with the New York Jets. All in. He gets hurt four plays in, and I understand that. And I understand it's frustrating. And I understand you want your quarterback there. This guy's been there every other day. Voluntary, mandatory, it doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers has been there every single day. He's Aaron Rodgers. You know how much time he missed with Green Bay? And it was a little bit of a talking point, but nobody cared. This is Aaron Rodgers. It's one day. He had an event. I understand that when it says, oh, he had an important event. Oh, more important than the Jets? Wait a minute. More important than the Jets? He has done everything. He has wrapped his arms around struggling teammates. He has been there. He has tried to recover from an injury faster than anyone in human history. He tried to come back. He was practicing because he thought that was important at the end of the year. He's gone on, you know, he's done everything with teammates. He's been there for everything, mandatory, voluntary, it doesn't matter. He's talked about wanting to be with the Jets for years. Has he had his fingerprints on who the backup quarterback was? Maybe, and it was a mistake. Did he have his fingerprints on who they responded by getting after he got injured? Maybe, and it was a mistake. Some guys want, you know, control or have an opinion, and, you know, maybe the organization did too much to please him. Oh, I'm open to that. But this guy has done nothing but be there. And the idea that he missed one day in June and that it's a story, it is a non-story. It is absolutely nothing. I don't care what he was doing. He has proven to me. He did not come here and immediately fall back into the ways that we heard about in Green Bay. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. He had come here and immediately created a relationship with the young players, immediately came in here and tried to change the organization, immediately came in here and whether it's defending coaches, defending players, he has come in here and done everything he can to protect this head coach, to protect this GM, to protect his offensive coordinator, to protect his players, putting his hands around offensive line, putting his arms around offensive linemen with real crisis of confidence to the point that the guy's mother comes out and thanks Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's done everything. He's done everything. It doesn't mean they'll win, right? And maybe he talks too much and says a bunch of crazy stuff. And maybe he shouldn't be scolding the organization about winning and keeping it related to football and then go out there and talk to anybody who will listen about whatever he wants to talk about. I get it. I get it. But the idea that he missed this day so he's not all in with the Jets or that it's a conversation, he's one of the great quarterbacks to ever play. He's running an offense, which thankfully they kept the offensive coordinator because this is the exact reason why. Because he's Aaron Rodgers, he might not want to be there every single day, and he knows the offense like the back of his hand. And then you get to the Saleh part of it, where everybody's up in arms about him using this terminology, and he could have come out and put this in a more delicate way. How exactly? There's a union. There are things that have to be said. He can't come out a week ago and say, "Hey, by the way, guys, he's going to miss this thing on Tuesday. It's an event for him, and he's talked to us about it, and it's fine. It's fine." No, it's not fine. It's not fine. Because if it's fine for Aaron Rodgers to just not show up, then it'll be fine for everybody else. And everybody else can say, "Well, I gave the team a heads up. They knew about it." This has to be inexcused. This has to be subject to fine. And that's fine. Aaron Rodgers knows this. Aaron Rodgers is willing to pay any subsequent fines. Or I'm sure Woody Johnson will pay it for him. Like, they didn't do anything wrong. And this is why you need to succeed with Aaron Rodgers. This is why Aaron Rodgers has to be here. Because every single thing that comes up goes right into only the Jets. Every single thing that comes up, it's and I understand Jet fans are scarred. And I talked about this with Keith on Friday when we both filled in the midday. And we talked about the woe is me nature of New York sports. And I kill the idea that there are Yankee fans out there playing the woe is me card. But Keith, we were talking about all of New York sport. I understand why Jet fans are woe is me. I do. I understand why Met fans can be woe is me. I understand why Knicks fans and Ranger fans. There's plenty of teams that have had disastrous stretches here of 20 plus years. None so more than the last 13 years of the New York Jets. I get it. I get it. That the defining moment of your last however many years is a butt fumble. I get it. And Aaron Rodgers going down four plays in. I understand. But the idea we have to rush to this being a story, it's not. It is so not a story. It doesn't matter what he did. It honestly doesn't matter. He's been here for everything. I trust that he's all in. Do you not? Do Jet fans honestly not trust Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be here because he missed one day when he's been here for voluntary day after day after day and has done everything he possibly could? He goes on Pat McAfee. He talks about all kinds of stuff. Whether it's COVID, whether it's Epstein. I understand. I understand. And I wish he didn't sometimes. He's allowed to. It's a free country. I wish he didn't, but he does. And then I've gotten on him for the hypocrisy. You could find the WFAN story. I remember they wrote it up. I've gotten on him for the hypocrisy of saying that the organization needs to focus just on winning, and then he's doing all these interviews and talking about it and creating stories. This is not a story created by Aaron Rodgers. Him going out there and throwing around, Epstein and Jimmy Kimmel's name in the same sentence, that's creating a story. That's on him. That's on him. Him entertaining the idea that he wants to be a vice presidential candidate for a third party run that has absolutely no chance, and that's a story. That's on him. That's on him. When Aaron Rodgers, one of the great players in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, a veteran quarterback, a football savant, and a guy who knows this offense like the back of his hand, who has done nothing but consistently show you he is all in with the New York Jets and trying to turn this franchise around. It's all he's shown you. The idea that it's a story that he missed one day in June is not on him. It's not on him. I'm sorry. This one I'm going to defend him on. And it's not on the coach, and it's not on the organization, and it's not on anybody else. Aaron Rodgers missed a day. Michael Strahan didn't show up for all of camp. Like, I mean, come on. The idea he can't be there. The idea that it's a news story that he's added to the name of Hassan Riddick as guys who are, you know, inexcused absence. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Because honestly, I don't know if we can, like, I don't know how else he can prove to you that he's all in with trying to win with the New York Jets. It might fail in colossal. It might fail at a colossal degree. It might be one of the low points in an already low franchise. Anything's plausible. He could get hurt again. It could be a horrendous decision that haunts this franchise for the next 10 years. I don't know. But what I do know is he's doing everything he can for that not to be the case. Other than missing one day in June, he has done everything he possibly could and been everywhere he needed to be and has tried to connect with the young team, tried to show up at practice and be there for the team even while he was rehabbing from injury. And yet, we're going to go nuts about him missing one day in June when he's probably missed weeks of June in Green Bay? I mean, this one just jumped out at me as we are overreacting to this stuff. Completely overreacting. You know, the Hassan Riddick thing is an issue. I don't like the idea that it, and what you're hearing is the Jets expected him to show up, which I laughed at when I first heard it. But if you listen to the reporting that they had a conversation, that they told him, you know, let's play a little bit and we'll talk about a contract, but we're not going to give you a contract before the season starts. And he sort of understood it. And somewhere along the line, his mindset changed. And again, I will say this. I do not blame Hassan Riddick either. This is a brutal game that takes a toll on your body. And that we see from former NFL players, whether it's CTE or whether it's just the aches and pains of playing in the NFL and what it looks like, what the second half of these players' lives look like. They go out there and literally risk their lives and their future so that I can have an awesome Sunday 18 times a year. If he wants to hold out for money, and especially in a non-guaranteed contract sport, where they can cut you at any moment, they don't deem you worthy if the contract is structured as such, I don't blame anybody for holding out. Now, it's frustrating. I mean, I think they need him on some level. You bring in someone like this, the fourth player and ranked in a fourth leader of sacks of the last 4 years in the NFL, someone who's been a part of a winning program in Philadelphia, someone whose worst quality is wanting a contract and being sack happy. I would like that player on my team, especially after losing the pass rusher in free agency this year. So they could use another pass rusher. No doubt you can always use another pass rusher. But let's see how it plays out. I expect him. I don't think it's in his best interest to not show up for the games. He's in good shape. He'll be fine. This is what happens in the NFL. A veteran Hall of Fame quarterback missed a day in June, and somebody who's had more sacks than every other player but three over the last 4 years in the NFL wants more money. And yet somehow it's Jets. I mean, this is life in the NFL. A veteran had something to do, and a guy who sacks the quarterback wants more money. This is not a Woe Jets day. This is not an LOL Jets day. And this is certainly not Aaron Rodgers is an all-in day. Because that I don't understand. Like, honestly. Because I'd like to think people get the benefit of the doubt. And that's why I mean, I think you could look at it just like the Sandy Hook story, right? When you say, when you go on every single radio station and say anything that comes to your mind, and you want to talk about different things, and you want to talk about, like, let's just, government conspiracies or whatever else, and COVID and all this stuff, and science and Fauci, and you want to go on radio shows and say all that, well, then when a story is written about your opinion on another thing, you don't get the benefit of the doubt, and people assume you said it, or people will get mad that you said it. And that's part and parcel of what happens when you decide to say things on radio. That's fine. He denied saying it, whatever, but I'm saying, like, that's when you do things and then something comes along in the same vein, people are willing to believe it. And that's why I'm confused, because in this situation, in this scenario, he has done nothing but show you he is all in with every single step. He's been to everything. He's shown up at every voluntary day. He's been there for everything, every step of the way. He's worked his ass off to try and get back from injury. And even though he probably should have could have just easily sat on his ass or just rehabbed and not risked further injury by practicing at the end of the year for some, you know, for some run that was never coming and some opportunity to play that was never going to happen, he was still out on the field working his ass off with his teammates. He has shown everything that he is all in with the Jets. And one day brings it into question. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair. 888-808-1019. So tell me what you think, Jet fans. Tell me if you're upset Aaron Rodgers wasn't there. Tell me if you're concerned about his all-in level. Tell me if you think yesterday was an LOL Jets day, because I don't. I don't think the coach did anything wrong. I don't think the player did anything wrong. I think this is what happens in the NFL, and you should be, in my opinion, pretty damn thankful that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of this Jets team, and I expect big things from this team, and I can't wait till it happens. And I'm a Giant fan, but I am so tired of the narrative of and just everything that goes along with this franchise. We are in desperate need of this guy rocking our worlds and shaking our universe and actually having a damn good Jets team, and I believe in this team. I believe in what they've done with the offensive line. Hopefully the veterans can stay healthy and they can have a revamped offensive line. I believe in the talent they've put around Aaron Rodgers. And I believe in Aaron Rodgers. And I believe in this defense. Maybe not the 85 Bears, but certainly one of the better teams in the NFL and certainly one of the better defenses that can win you a championship if you have the offense we all expect. But yesterday meant nothing to this team. Nothing.